Transgender Fayetteville High School student Daniel Montgomery says he's occasionally hassled in the boys' bathroom at school.
I have, you know, gone into a stall and then I hear, you know, a group of guys come in and they say, "Hey, did you see that girl boy that came in here?" And that's horrifying. That's extremely scary to me, especially because then, you know, is it safe to, you know, exit? Do I wait for them to leave? Are they going to wait for me?
The 17-year-old senior pushes up his spectacles and adjusts a bright yellow dandelion behind his ear, explaining he's been using the boys' restroom since junior high.
And one guy, he pointed out, he was like, you know, "Hey, Danny, girls' restroom's over there." And I stuttered for a moment, and then I said, I know where I am.
To protect kids like Daniel Montgomery, the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education last May issued guidance to public schools to accommodate transgender students or face funding cuts. Late last month, the Trump administration withdrew the guidance. Title IX, a 1972 amendment to the U.S. Higher Education Act of 1965, prohibits sex discrimination in federally funded public education. Gender discrimination is listed. Transgender discrimination is not. Noah Meeks with the Transgender Equality Network based in Fayetteville says the Trump administration sent a signal to America's trans community.
Communicated clearly that there's a lack of support and a lack of interest in the safety and well-being of transgender students.
Noah Meeks says providing protections for trans youngsters is crucial.
Particularly people who are just starting transition and who, you know, who really need support, who need to have people who can help them through that awkward phase when you're in between and you don't really fit into society's expectations.
Last year, Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge joined a 10-state coalition challenging the Obama directive. We queried her for comment on Trump's reversal. She was unavailable, but in a recent press statement, she described the guidance as, quote, "an attempt to force a liberal, outrageous social agenda on school-aged children." We also queried the Arkansas Department of Education. A spokesperson responded via email that no guidance would be issued to state public schools regarding the Trump administration's revocation. The Arkansas School Boards Association declined talking on tape, but Richard Abernathy, director of the Arkansas Association of Educational Administrators, pointed out that districts won't cease protecting their most vulnerable students.
But as far as school administrators in the state of Arkansas, they have really continued doing what they have done for years, and that's try to make sure that all students felt safe and secure coming to school.
Last spring, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson advised school districts to ignore the Obama administration's new federal guidance supporting transgender student protections. Arkansas's legislative council passed a non-binding resolution supporting the governor. According to the Williams Institute, an LGBTQ think tank at UCLA School of Law, more than 350,000 youth and young adults in the United States identify as transgender. In a 2015 survey, 77% report being verbally harassed or physically assaulted. I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, reporting for Arkansas Public Media.